From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says its latest missile launch involved a new type ballistic missile capable of reaching all the U.S. A KRT newsreader said the test of the new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile was a success, and Pyongyang has finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. President Donald Trump was briefed at the White House during the test.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
Defense Chief Mattis called the North's nuclear missile programs a global threat.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically.
South Korea responded by conducting its own missile firing test. President Moon Jae-in warned the situation could get out of control if the North perfects ICBM technology. The North continues to conduct nuclear missile testing in defiance of UN Security Council sanctions. A council meeting is set for later Wednesday. Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in Tuesday for a second term as Kenyan president, vowing to unite all the people following a divisive election season.
I undertake today to be the custodian of the dreams of all and to be the keeper of the aspirations of those who voted for me and those who did not.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who boycotted the October election, vowed to have his own inaugural ceremony December 12. At least one person was killed in opposition clashes with police. An earlier August election was nullified by the Supreme Court over widespread irregularities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. and its European allies recognize the threat of a resurgent Russia and that Washington has strengthened its deterrence and defense commitment in Europe against Moscow. Tillerson said a key to improving bilateral relations is ending the conflict in Ukraine.
It just sits there as an enduring obstacle, and we've got to address it. So, as you know, I appointed a special representative, former ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, to focus on nothing but working with his Russian counterpart, which Putin appointed, to see if we can find a way forward, not marginalizing the Normandy process, but working with it to see if we could break the logjam.
The secretary is scheduled to meet NATO foreign ministers in Brussels and the Organization for Security Cooperation in Europe in Vienna next week. A U.S. jury in Washington Tuesday acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of murder in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, 5 years ago that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. But he was convicted of 4 of 18 counts, including conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. He faces decades of prison time. The U.S. Tuesday threatened further action against the government of South Sudan if it doesn't end years of violence and allow U.N. peacekeepers to do their job. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Words are no longer sufficient. The United States is prepared to pursue additional measures against the government, or any party for that matter, if they do not act to end the violence and ease the suffering in South Sudan.
The Trump administration imposed sanctions in September, targeting 2 senior South Sudanese officials and a former army chief. But any push for U.N. action could face resistance from Russia. Last year, a U.S. effort to impose an arms embargo failed. Pope Francis had a message of forgiveness as he held his first public mass in Myanmar, also known as Burma, Wednesday. Francis said many in Myanmar bear the wounds of violence. He said healing cannot come from anger and revenge. Tuesday, the Pope told state counselor Aung San Suu Kyi that the country's future lay in respecting the rights of all of its people. Although he did not specifically mention the Rohingya Muslims who have fled by the hundreds of thousands in the face of a security crackdown. Indonesian authorities shut the international airport on the tourist resort island of Bali for a third day Wednesday, although one report indicates it is set to reopen later Wednesday despite the persistence of volcanic ash spewing from nearby Mount Agung. Hundreds of flights have been impacted as the volcano undergoes its biggest eruption in more than half a century. U.S. stocks surged Tuesday to record highs as Congress makes progress on tax reform. The benchmark Dow Jones closing up nearly 256 points to 23,836. Meanwhile, it appears Christmas shopping online and so-called Cyber Monday surged 17% over last year as consumers choose the convenience of buying on smartphones or other electronic devices. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.